Good morning, everybody, and a happy Tuesday to you all. Of course, I am recording this on Tuesday morning. We call it Data Tuesday, of course, here over at Osmo. It's when we put out all of our projections, ownership projections, and so much more. So if you're not already an Osmo Plus member, you know exactly when you can expect to get it. When you do become one, of course, just $8.95 for the week to come join Ben, Alex, and I, and the rest of the team. And of course, if you want to just start with the Express Package, just $3.95. So come on and join us. And of course, make sure you like and subscribe here to our YouTube channel. Make sure you get notified when these videos come live. And of course, you want to be paying attention to them. I don't like to toot my horn all that much, but when I get the opportunity to, I like to. In this video last week, the top five sleepers was able to nail the winner in Sam Burns. So let's go ahead and try and make it two straight weeks where I nailed the sleepers for the PGA top five sleepers. This one's going to be for the Wells Fargo. So I already mentioned, yes, I had Sam Burns. Pretty good there. He came in first. So pretty much whoever else I had in there really doesn't matter. But I had in a top 10 with Bubba Watson, finishing just outside the top 10. Actually, a bad Sunday. Scottie Scheffler, he finished in the mid-30s, but was going into Sunday with a pretty good chance, while Mackenzie Hughes and Danny Willett failed to make the weekend. But still, anytime you get the winner out of it and another top 10, I'd say it's a pretty successful week, especially given the fact that Sam Burns was under 10% owned. All right, let's go into the top five sleepers here for the Wells Fargo, and I'm going to head to a guy that has won recently and has come in second place here last year to his buddy Max Homa, and yes, I am talking about Joel Damon. Comes in at 7,600 off the miscut there with Lanto Griffin at the Zurich Classic. But Damon coming in at 3% owned, clearly liking this golf course. He said he likes it. It sets up well for him, so why not play him? 3% owned, he's paired up or priced around, I should say, some of the golfers that are going to be a lot higher owned. So let's go ahead and dive into Damon. His strokes gained ranks on the year 58th off the tee. Very good. Much improvement. The other parts of his game were not great at the beginning of the season, starting to get better now, including approach, where he's 148th around the green, 198th in putting, 172nd. Those numbers are going to change drastically when we go to my second sleeper of the week, and it is Xander Schauffele. He's coming in projected on the first run at under 10%. A couple of reasons to this as to why. John Rahm, he's only $300 more than Xander and hasn't come outside of the top 10 in at least four starts. So people probably trying to just go ahead and pay for Rahm. Obviously, JT has a win at this golf course, Justin Thomas, so people want to play him as well. And then you go down a little bit. Oh, of course, there's Bryson DeChambeau there. I forgot to mention him. Of course, people are going to click his name. But then you go down. You got Webb Simpson and Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland. All three of them playing. Well, McIlroy's not playing any good. But he has great course history here. All of them cheaper than Xander. And I think that's what's leading to lower ownership. But listen, Xander hasn't been bad. He's maybe not been great, but he hasn't been bad. He came in a tie for third at the Masters. Obviously, with Patrick Cantlay, had a pretty good week at the Zurich. The volatility of the players got him. He missed the cut there. But other than that, it's been pretty decent. So I don't mind going to a under 10% owned Xander Schauffele. We do a quick check-in on his stats. And, well, first and foremost, he came in 72nd here 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I should say, in 2018, the second to last playing of this event. When we look at his strokes gained power ranks, we expect him to be better here. 33rd off the tee, 42nd on the approach, 13th around the green, and 9th putting this year. If those stats stay pretty similarly this week, I expect him to be in the top five coming week 10. Again, I know he doesn't have fantastic history here, coming in 72nd there in 2018, but still, regardless, he's one of the better players in the field. I expect the bad course history to change here this week. Okay, my third sleeper of the week, a definite true sleeper, coming in under 5% owned, and it was just a couple of starts ago at the RBC Heritage where he was inside the top five. I'm talking about Maverick McNealy. He's kind of turning into one of those guys where you got to play him in GPPs, because when he plays well, he finds himself in the top five under 5% owned. We love that combination there. It will be his first trip out here, at least in the professional ranks, here at Quail Hollow. And of course, he missed the cut after his big finish at the RBC. Missed the cut at the Zurich with his partner. When we look at the strokes gained power ranks, off the tee, he's 78th, 197th on the approach. He's not a good iron player. He makes it up around the green where he's 60th. And putting when he's hot putting. He's ranked 133rd, but when he gets it going, he might be one of the best on tour. Matt, definitely up there, I should say, with the Spieths and Simpson of the world when he's hot. Now, maybe we can say that about a lot of golfers when they get hot putting, but specifically with McNealy, he tends to get hotter more than other golfers. Okay, number four sleeper of the week is a guy that I faded for the most part last week as he struggled in Florida, not just at Innisbrook, but also at the Arnold Palmer, also at TPC Sawgrass, and also at the Honda Classic. Just roaring and ready to get out of Florida is Cameron Davis. He's coming in at 6% owned. I have him in the same bucket talent-wise as Sam Burns. So maybe this good, maybe underachieving talent base of, like we say, Sam Burns, Cameron Davis, throwing Wyndham Clark in there. In fact, you can even throw in Aaron Wise now, who was playing this week. And they've all, I guess, to my expectations, underachieved a little bit. And Cameron Davis has had a breakout year. No breakout win in that year, though. He's coming in at 7,100, probably around 5% owned. Not in great form. That's probably why. And course history here, he missed the cut last year. So maybe this is the week to jump on him. As we look at his strokes gained ranks, and the ball striking is great. He's 10th off the tee and 59th on the approach. Of course, needs a little help around the green, 190th. And putting this year has been better, 108th. Okay, my number one sleeper this week is a guy that I played last week, and I'm ready to play again this week. I think the course sets up maybe even a little bit better. It's Wyndham Clark. He's coming in at $6,800. He did miss his cut last year, or 2019, I should say, here. But coming in off of a couple straight made cuts, his strokes gain ranks, they look pretty good for this course. Bad iron player, of course. 99th off the tee, 163rd on the approach, 45th around the green, and 92nd putting. Again, I think he's in that same talent pool as some of the other golfers that I kind of just mentioned. So let's go ahead and roll out with a 1% owned Wyndham Clark. All right, 5-1 really quickly. Joel Damon, Xander Schauffele, Maverick McNealy, Cameron Davis, and Wyndham Clark. That is my top five sleepers for the Wells Fargo Championship. Of course, I have my top five values already out, and I'm recording my top five fades, at the same time, so you can expect to see it very soon. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.